Yo, 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 welcome back to the Vince Del Monte podcast. Today we are talking about how ego is the enemy, edging greatness out. And I want to talk about how a student who hit 50K per month hit a plateau and how we have got her to start growing again. And this podcast is all about being a nobody, staying a nobody, and staying the dumbest person in the room. So a lot of us, what happens when we get into an online business, we come in with a very teachable attitude, very humble mindset. We're very coachable and we invest in a coaching programs. And what happens is we make gains really quickly. And I want to just tell you a quick story about a coaching client who came into our coaching program, and they were around 15, 20K per month when they joined us. But their goal was 50K per month, and they actually grew really quickly. They hit 50K per month within a couple months inside our program. And it was interesting because, you know, I watched them join the coaching program and seven-figure mastermind specifically, and they started making a lot of money really, really fast. And their behaviors were very consistent with what we told them to do when they joined, and with what we tell everybody, which is to show up. We tell them to show up to the calls, get into the community, ask lots of questions, never suffer in silence. And we tell people, be the dumbest person in the room. Just keep asking questions. You know, if you're struggling, raise your hand, admit that you're struggling. And that's exactly what this coaching client did. And sure enough, they got great results. So here we are. You know, a couple months later, they've had a boost in revenue. They've hit their goal. And then, you know, a couple months later, they're reaching out to me in a panic and basically telling me the house is burning down. And like, my revenue is going backwards. I don't know what's happening. I made all these gains when I first joined your program. Now things are like going in the wrong direction, and they're going back to where they were when I first started. So, you know, we had a heart to heart. And we really figured this out quite quickly and easily. And what we identified was this person experienced what many fitness coaches, entrepreneurs, et cetera, experience with growth. As you start to make more money, your identity shifts. And what happened was this individual's identity shifted from being, you know, a new person in the group with, you know, really nothing to prove. You know, they were just there to better themselves, to then becoming someone who's more established. They started to gain a reputation in the group for being one of the more successful coaches. They were, you know, perceived as somebody who had made it, somebody who was climbing the ladder, if you will. They were a role model. So all of a sudden you have this identity of success. So I'll just use the word success to embody all that. So now they're perceived as successful inside the group. So what happens when you start to gain other things that feed you, feed different needs that aren't getting met in, say, healthy ways, such as like insecurities of like wanting to be accepted, wanting to be seen as the cool person, wanting to be seen as, you know, ahead of the pack. Emotions can actually be more impactful. They may give you more sense of validation than the money itself. It's a pretty fascinating thing. The perception of success can sometimes be more powerful than success itself. I don't know if you've ever experienced this yourself, but I have. I remember back in my fitness days when my business hit $2 million a year. This was over 10 years ago when I was making over $2 million, actually one, not over, I was $1.8 million in a single year for my fitness stuff. And I remember like then a couple years after, like business didn't go up. It started to actually regress. And I had this heart to heart with a mentor, and he pointed this out to me, and he said, Vince, what's happening here is you've stopped playing to win. You're now playing not to lose. And it took me a while to let that sink in. I'm not playing to win. He's like, yeah, you were playing all out to just grow, grow, grow. You had your foot on the gas pedal. But then once you were perceived as one of the top fitness guys in your space, you hit the brakes. And you didn't have a desire. You didn't know like what was the next thing you wanted to accomplish. What you had accomplished was like what was really driving you all along was a deep-rooted insecurity to feel recognized and to feel important and you achieve that 2 million, just like expose that. But like you didn't feel like you needed to make more money because you were getting what you wanted all along. So I always say entrepreneurship exposes all of our traumas and we need to be aware of this. So with this individual, what had happened, they hit, you know, their 50K months and they stopped asking questions in the group when their business started to struggle. And I said, do you notice the change in your behaviors? And they were like, what do you mean? I'm like, well, you haven't been on as many coaching calls. You don't do your one-on-one check-ins with your one-on-one coach. You've missed some accountability calls and you just have gone quiet. You're not the same person as you were when you were growing. And I let that sink in for them. And they replied like, holy crap, you're right. They had a holy crap moment. They had one of those aha moments. They were like, holy crap. I said, do you understand why you might be doing this? And they're like, no, not really. I'm like, well, your ego is more important to protect than growth. So I explained to them, you can have growth or you can have ego, but you can't have both. And they're like, holy crap. So what was the takeaway? It was quite simple. It was like, you know, be the dumbest person in the room. It's okay to be a nobody. Right? Like you want to see yourself as a nobody. You don't want to be the top person in the room, right? You want to be, if you're the dumbest person in the room, then you're always asking questions. And if you're always asking questions, you're always going to get help. You're going to gain insights because you're like, holy crap, I never thought of that. But when you stop asking questions, you stop getting supported. So the whole idea is not to become advanced. You almost want to stay basic. You want to stay beginner all the time. My mentor, Bajus Koolian, says, never peak. And now I get it. I understand what that means. Like never peak. You don't want to ever peak. So you want to stay the dumbest person in the room. All right. That places you in an opportunity to always be learning and seeing stuff that you're not missing. Like if this person goes quiet in the group, I'm assuming they're doing all right. I'm not assuming that they're going backwards. And if they're like, hey, no, I'm not. I'm actually struggling. I'm drowning. I need help, guys. Like I'm actually not doing great. I'm struggling. I've had a good couple of months, but I'm struggling now. And in business, there's no room for ego. So with all this to say, stay in nobody. Stay in the baby pool. You don't want to go to the deep end and start bragging, hey, look at me. I'm swimming in the deep end. Look at me. Stay in the baby pool. When you're in the baby pool, you're going to ask more questions. You'll be more cautious and you earn your way to the deep end. And heck, maybe you don't even want to go to the deep end. Just stay a student. Stay humble. Stay coachable. And this person is going to turn things around. They're going to start growing again because they're going to go back to being the person they were when they first joined, which was somebody who was asking a lot of questions and admitting when they were struggling. And this is why people's businesses cap out. They don't admit that they're struggling because of their ego. And ego, we'll wrap this up here. Write this one down. Ego equals edging greatness out. All right. Edging greatness out. Like you have to have the mindset that I am a nobody. And, I learned this personally myself. I'll share this for another day, but when I've gone through personal struggles, one of the worst things that you can do is keep it to yourself because then nobody can come and help you. Nobody knows that you're suffering in silence and you white knuckle it yourself and it gets worse and worse and worse. If you don't cry out for help, you can drown and nobody will even freaking know. You'll just be there slowly sinking. And it is okay if you are struggling in the water. If you've got certification after certification, if you're a pro, if you've got your pro card, if you've been in the industry for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, if you've been in a coaching program and you've spent tens of thousands of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars on mentorship and you're still struggling, that is normal. I want to normalize that. Do not let your ego win. Edging greatness out. Ego also stands for edging God out. God has such a big calling for your life. And when you have a small vision, you're not allowing God to guide the steps, meaning allowing you to go through tough times, which is going to help you relate to more people and ultimately be able to expand your message. So don't edge God out. Don't edge greatness out. All of this is happening for you so that you can reach more people and so that you can achieve the greatest version of you. So I hope this inspired you. I hope you continue to keep living large, keep leveling up. So I hope you guys got lots of value out of this. And if you did, please share it with somebody on your social stories. you know, send a text message to them or tag me at Vince Del Monte, and I'd love to hear your takeaways, and we will talk to you in the next one. Ciao, ciao.